Well, it's good to be back with you guys. I was out for 3 days, and I have to give a special thank you to many important people. And I don't want to bring everyone down today. I was out for an important reason. My mother, my beloved mother, passed away at the age of 72, which is not that old in the grand scheme of things. And one time, when you're young, you always think, man, that's really old. And then you get a few years on your own odometer, and you start thinking, that's not very old.
Some math.
Yeah.
25 years from now.
Especially for my sweet mom, who lived a clean Southern Baptist life, to go that early. It was really tough. And like I said, I don't want to bring everyone down, but you know, watching someone you love, someone who hung the moon and set the sun for you for so many years of your life, watching them die is a very tough thing. And at some point, I'll tell the whole story. But for now, the part of the story that I want to focus on is a pretty big part of it, and it's the thank you part, the gratitude that I feel, not only for her and for my family, as we all really stuck together and were very close through this, through her illness and then through her eventual death. I'm very grateful for them, and I'm grateful to you guys for letting me take off 3 days. That's a long time in broadcast, in the broadcast world. And so I want to thank you guys for covering it, and I really, really want to thank the P1s. Their messages, including something that you would think is frivolous and such ephemera as a tweet, when they just tweet at you and say a nice thing. Those have just meant the world to me. They meant the world to my family. I shared some of the messages with my dad, emails that people have sent me. We're in this strange situation where we have a whole army of strangers that are family and mm-hmm. feel like friends.
Yep.
And many of you guys we've met because we're a station that just does a lot of events and gets out there and shakes a lot of hands. Which is wonderful. And there's a lot that we haven't met that have said nice things to me. And it just makes you feel like your family's loved, makes you feel like your family's important to strangers, and that just makes you feel like the world is a better place,
yeah.
that we can care for people that we've never even met. And she delighted in meeting P1. She would always tell me stories when she would run into someone at the grocery store that was talking P1 lingo, and she was very excited about telling me about it. She never quite got over the fact that other people could hear the station. You know, like that was a fresh miracle every time to her. You know,
people listened to you.
Yeah, she just delighted in it, and she loved our listeners, and she loved meeting them. And throughout this process, I've been amazed at how many people we came in contact with. Who were listeners. And I wouldn't always know it at first. You know, it was the...
I can read a promo if you'd like.
It seems it's so bad because I'm like the worst crier in the world.
No, I'm worse than you.
I'm worse than goodness. Both of you.
I'm so much worse than you.
You're doing great.
I'm so easy
awesome.
To cry. And I'm such a shake voice crier, too. But anyway, you have to forgive that.
Hey, I got choked up talking about my dog a few weeks ago.
That was a great segment.
Yeah, but your mother is little bit bigger.
It was, you know, from the doctor who taught me how to, you know, drain her belly when it would fill with fluid. I would have to do that at home. To even the guys that came and took her away after she had passed.
You found out they were P1s.
Yeah, at the end, you know, they would say something that would indicate they'd thank me, and usually it would be the tip off would be when they call me Gordo, and I've never been introduced formally.
Kind of look at you out of the corner of their
eye.
Yeah,
Gordo. Yeah, and it was just nice, you know, and it felt like it was. You know, that was friends and it was family that was helping us from the beginning of this to the end of it. And so I want to thank those P1s in particular, and of course all the P1s who tweeted and emailed and commented. I reposted that story I wrote for her for Mother's Day a couple years ago. And, you know,
beautiful story, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great story.
People commenting on that. So it was a good feeling when it came down to it to know that we were still in the the hands of friends and family.
Yeah.
So a big thanks to the P1s, and especially for putting up with me being out for 3 days. I say putting up with it. It was probably a welcome change because Jake is very, very good, and he did a great job filling in. So I want to thank him for filling in and for you guys for covering that first day when I had to call at the last second. I was actually going to come into work Monday.
I'm so glad you did.
She passed on Saturday, and I had a close family member sit down and with me, and we were sitting there on the couch, and I said they asked if I was going to go to work tomorrow. You know, this is on Sunday. It was Sunday night, as a matter of fact, and said, "Are you going to go into work tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah, I was planning on it, you know, but I'm going to try to be here as soon as possible before you even wake up." And she said, "I don't want you to go to work." And I said, "Well, you know, I'll stay home if it's important to you." And she hugged me and said, "You know, I think it's important to you." She said, "I think it's important for you," is what she said.
Wise words.
Yeah,
yeah, and it was.
And
yeah,
we just, the three of us I've always worked on such a, we just feel so compelled to be here all the time. You know, yeah, you're just always scared. I don't know whether it's the radio business where you're just scared it's going to go away at any moment. You know, and has, we felt that way every single day for the past 21 years or however long we've been doing this thing.
But sometimes you got to let go. And just,
but then, yeah, sometimes, you know, other people, you know, I could only imagine taking off work when it was this other person requesting it.
Right.
And, you know, at that moment I saw, well, this person has such love for me. They see me pushing myself, you know, to just keep going and keep going, no sleep, and just keep going. And so I'm actually thankful for them for, you know, telling me, "Hey, I don't want you to go to work," and I'm thankful for you guys for covering it. So thanks to you guys and Jake and to the P1s.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen a son do more for their parents than you did. It was incredible. It was inspiring. I'm proud of you. And, it's certainly not easy to do, and it's something that a lot of people just won't do for whatever reason. They just kind of put a wall up, and it's an uncomfortable thing, and it's a very heartbreaking thing. And man, you've done so much, and I think it was, I'm so glad you took those days off, because you have been on a mad schedule for months.
It's been crazy, isn't it? It's
tough. And you know, Junior and I have been through it before, but I don't think we put in the hours that you did. And it's just it's a long journey, and it's something you have to experience to even know what we're talking about, but it's incredible what you've done, and I know your mom was really proud of you.
Well, I was, it's a strange thing, because it's tough to see your parent get that weak and that old and that damaged, but the hours that we spent together over the past many months, just attending to her, this me and her in a room, we just had a lot of good time together. Visiting and
it's a great,
you know,
gift.
In the end, it was a big honor for me to do that.
So, sure, yeah.
So anyway, sorry about all that crying.
No, totally understandable. And you know what? If you had called and said, "I need a couple of weeks," I think we would have understood that.
I know I couldn't do that to you guys, because I really would be Wally Pipped then.
I'd have been fine with that. The other thing, all the great sweet notes you've gotten in the tweets from the P1s, isn't that the upside of social media that we bash so much here on the
yes,
show?
Yeah.
There is an upside, and it can be a really beautiful upside.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, man, it was just, you know, it was so great, because so many people, especially around death, they get so uncomfortable, and they want to just make, you know, you want to make jokes about it all the time.
Right.
You know, and there are times to make jokes about death. You know, but so many P1s just—it could be just a heartfelt, "Man, I'm really sorry. You know,
yeah,
I'm sorry to hear about your loss." And there's just, you know, it was just a such simplicity in the message, but it felt like it was the world. It felt like the greatest poetry in the world, just contained in the simplest line of prose.
Yeah. No, it's a hard thing when your parents get old, and sometimes, you know, it seems like it's a long thing. Sometimes it just seems like it goes by in a flash, you know, that whole whatever it is when their illness happens. You know, for my parents, it was 5 or 6 years worth of it. Sometimes it's months. However long the time period is, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
it really is. But I mean, look at the other way. I mean, You know, think of all the broken relationships between sons and mothers, you know, that never are nearly as beautiful as what you had with your mom. Man, you had a great relationship with her. She somehow fought through your adolescence and stayed true to you, you know, where a lot of moms may have strangled you or no telling what. But, you know, that's just because I see so many broken relationships with kids and their parents, and they don't talk for years, and something gets between them, and that's heartbreaking too. That may be a bigger heartbreak than
I think it is.
I think that's much worse than, you know, just going through the death process, you know.
And you girls, what the hell am I talking about?
we'll go by that. That's okay.
You guys know how much she loved both of you. I mean, y'all were like sons to her too, and y'all knew. And she, and to the observant P1, you certainly know that she is a character, a running character throughout this whole show. I mean, I've internalized her voice so much. Yeah. We used to have a character, Sandra, the singing church lady. there's so many funny stories about her, and you know, she lives, you know, on through me so much, because so much of my humor, you know, came from trying to make her laugh my whole life, and it just is.
Did your jokes score well with her through the years? They always did.
No, yeah. Well, not always. Not in adolescence, I wouldn't say. You know, not when she's trying to get something done or get something serious, and I'm goofing around, acting a fool. But she was really proud of the ticket, and she was really proud of what I had been a part of. You know, and I'm so thankful for that as a gift too, you know, because some parents aren't proud of their kids or don't tell them that they're proud of them, and that's a bad thing, I think, if a kid never feels like he did his family proud, his mom or his dad, you know.
Yeah.
And we were a family that were very communicative and very demonstrative of our love and our appreciation for each other. And like, we hear from P1s that say, you know, their dad's never told them that they love them. They know their dad loves them, they think, but the dad's never told them. Their mom, you know, has just always been judgmental of them, never quite approved of them. And these people are, like, in their 30s and 40s and 50s, and they still have never gotten parental approval. And that to me, is a particular kind of tragedy.
Yeah.
You know, because every kid has that feeling of, you know, and I still have that feel. I still had it up until the day she died of bringing something handmade to her, you know, hoping that she loves it.
Yeah.
You know, so much of my life has just felt like this handmade thing that I've been, you know, trying to give her because I loved her.
Yeah.
And I had that. And so that's good. You know, it's a closing of the circle, and it's the end of a part of my life. And I couldn't have wished for it to have been any better.
Yeah, I was glad she got to come up to the show and meet Kevin Costner, too. That was awesome a couple of months ago.
It's little things like that. Just feel like the best grace, time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin Costner came in studio, and it happened to be during the year and a half that my mother was really sick, and Kevin Costner happens to be her favorite actor of all time.
Yeah.
And she got to go up and meet him, and he was so kind to her, and they posed for those pictures. And you don't think those pictures were shared among her friends about 50,000 times? I mean,
that was a cool morning.
She was so proud of those pictures with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And she was so glad. I think she was equally proud that, you know, she would tell that story to people, and she would show them the picture, and she would say, with such pride, look at this. I got to meet Kevin Costner and all her hen buddies just thought that was the most unbelievable thing. I got to meet Kevin Costner. She's beaming with pride when she says it. And then the second thing was always just as prideful and just as probably more beaming, which is my son.
Yeah. On his show.
My son helped me meet him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was cool. That was great.
She was a sweet, sweet, sweet woman. We're all going to miss her.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back.
Well, good to be back, boys.
Yeah, that was you did a great job just there. And for the last year and a half, you've done a great job.
Shake voice central.
I couldn't have done 15 minutes on my mother the way you just did 15 on yours.
No, that was really eloquent and well said. And I'm sure that P1 appreciates that, too, you sharing that with him. That's awesome. All right, it is 6:45. You can talk to Norm next if that makes you feel better. We're going to bring Norm in here to talk about a
gosh.
A really unusual...
I'm going to go visit her grave now.